Hello and welcome to episode 268 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week next week, so send in those topics to the Sean at dailybrainwave.com email address to see them included on the show. Today, we keep going on our wonderful world of Disney Week by pulling up the psychologist's couch. And to once again continue this wonderful world of Disney Week, I'd like to invite back to the podcast once again Mr. Keith Main, owner and editor of DisneyAvenue.com and host of the Disney Avenue podcast. Keith, welcome back.
Sean, great to be back here with you.
Yeah, it's almost like we just talked a few minutes ago.
I know, isn't that weird? Time flies.
Well, I understand you have some more Disney trivia to throw down on us today.
Absolutely. I guess we'll start off with the animated film that really kicked things off for Walt, and that was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That was make or break for Disney. It cost the studio $1.4 million to produce. It was widely called at the time Disney's failure because people just thought he's sinking all this money into this cartoon. I mean, you know, it was the first feature-length animated film of its time and subsequently proved that those people apparently were non-psychic because adjusted for inflation, it's one of the 10 highest-grossing films of all time. So, and that really is what set events off in place to make the company what it is today.
Avid listeners of Daily Brainwave know back in episode 226, we actually did an episode on the original story of Snow White and comparing it to the film.
Oh, very cool.
If you want to learn a bit more about the story of Snow White and the old fairy tale, check out episode 226.
There you go. And lots of early Disney films, people may notice, are mother-free zones, so to speak. the Jungle Book, Pinocchio, and Bambi. And it's been suggested that this was because of their creator's guilt over the death of his own mother in 1938. And I'll tell you a little bit about that.
This is Walt's guilt?
Yep, Walt's guilt. And for their golding wedding anniversary and riding on the success of Snow White, successful son Walt gifted them with a home in Toluca Lake, California. Soon after entering the home, they complained about fumes and entered good son Walt, who had studio workers install a new gas furnace in the home. So on the night of November 26, 1938, Father Disney woke and found his wife lying on the bathroom floor. He himself passed out trying to transport her. The next morning, Alma Smith, the maid, came to work and upon entering the kitchen, felt like she was going to faint. She opened the doors and windows and went back to check on Mr. and Mrs. Disney. Sadly, Mrs. Disney was dead, and Mr. Disney and Alma were taken to the Hollywood Hospital, where they recovered. Disney was released in time to attend his wife's funeral at Forest Lawn in Glendale. Police attributed the tragedy to a faulty connection in the gas furnace, which had been burning all night. Walt never got over the tragedy, which is why people believe many of the early Disney films featured motherless characters.
You know, there's still a joke about not wanting to be a parent in a Disney animated film because you're inevitably going to die very, very young.
That's right.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. It's such a tragedy, but it really gives you evidence of why, I guess, that is the case in those early Disney films there.
Well, Keith, thank you so much for sharing some more facts about Disney today.
You got it.
If you want to find some more from Keith, check out his website, DisneyAvenue.com. If you're more of a Disney cynic, you know, maybe you're not so big on the happiness part, you should check out his weird Disney posts featuring pictures of very disturbing creatures, shall we call them, that graced the parks in the early days. I'm looking here at Minnie Mouse that looks like she'd be at home in a horror film.
Yeah, that's an article we did called Weird Disney.
So you can check that out. You can also find him on the Disney Avenue podcast. Keith, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 268 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Wonderful World of Disney Week by doing a Disney Trivia Lightning Round.